And I'm joined in the studio by my guest. It's Jane Eve Horgan. She's from the award-winning Virtual Assistant Wiz. So a very good morning.
Good morning to you.
And we'll just have to say that Charlie was meant to be coming in, but she's not here because I did mention her earlier.
Yeah, sorry, she's at home working. Okay. Sorry.
Get working,
sorry, Charlie.
Keep working, Charlie. Before we talk about Virtual Assistant Wiz, tell us about your background and how this business came to be.
Right, okay, so I originally wanted to be an actress. That didn't happen. So I followed my mum's steps and went out and did administration, started from reception, worked my way through to secretary, senior secretary, personal assistant, executive assistant. And along that journey, I had lots of redundancies. So my last redundancy was after 11 years working in the city for a certain insurance company. And I was made redundant with quite a nice package, may I say. So I was done with the rat race, decided I wanted to work local, I wanted to work for myself, and I had a recruitment officer guiding me through the steps, and I started as a virtual assistant on my own. And that was in 2017, so almost 8 years ago now. And yes, it's gone from being on my own to having a team of 22 virtual assistants working with me. So it's grown somewhat.
So it's your baby, you're the director.
Yes.
So what role do you have on a day-to-day basis?
On a day-to-day basis, I work with the two ladies in our head office. We've got the lovely Charlie and the lovely Claire. One of them looks after the virtual assistants, one of them looks after the clients, and we all oversee the business as a whole. So we're out prospecting, networking, always working closely with our clients and our virtual assistants. And also we do a touch on the client work as well. So I work with a large city company that takes up a majority of my time. So I'm very grateful to my wonderful team who run the business for me.
So if somebody was to come along to the company and they wanted help, what do you do first of all? What can people expect from you guys?
This is it. Nobody actually knows what a virtual assistant can do.
Yeah.
So obviously we have to take them back to basics, and we need to ask, why are you talking to us in the first place? What are your pains? What are you falling behind on? How can we help you? So we look at the industry of the client, or the prospective, should we say, and we have a task list that we present to them for them to then look over and identify areas of a business that people can fall behind on. And I always say, get a piece of paper, write down 1 to 10, and on that list, write down all the tasks that you don't like doing, the tasks that you always push aside, the tasks you don't have the skill sets for, or that you don't have time for. They're all the cold zone jobs. And what we do with that is then we look at this list as well as the task list and identify the key areas whereby a client would really want to focus on to pass over. And it's really scary passing over your work. Delegation, particularly when it's your business, is really scary to hand over. So what we do is we work with a prospective client, we give them the confidence and the trust to be able to pass over that work on a little by little basis. So they may have a task list of 100, say, identifying tasks that they wish to have help with, but we want to start small. We want to get that confidence and grow with them. And so we work with them to identify the key areas. And then after that, once they feel confident enough to take that leap, we will handhold them on their journey, so they're never alone. And we will find a virtual assistant that has that background to match their industry. And why we do that is because the VA would already have the knowledge of their industry. It will cut out all the Q&As. There's nothing worse than having a mismatch. So it will just bring more to the table. They can deliver more. And we will make that introduction with the client and the VA, and they will go off and work together, create wonderful harmony, and bring growth to the business. And we, as a consultancy, we work in the background with both the VA and the client to make sure there's harmonious working, to make sure that the tasks are being met, that the VA is also happy with what is being asked of them. And we work very closely on both sides. And from that, there's a fruitful business relationship growing. And it can go from the small hours, and then we can start growing the hours with them if the budget allows. Mm-hmm. And if it doesn't, then we'll just work our way gradually down that task list for them. So it's all about supporting businesses of any industry, any size, and we don't have minimum. We can do as little as 1 hour, all the way up to 150 hours. So where there's need in a business with administration, and believe me, there is.
So it could be that you might want to be flying to Paris, and you know that's probably going to take you half an hour to sort out the flight, sort out the accommodation, mm-hmm. sort out a taxi, because you're going to a meeting, and then you can have a booking in the evening for something else, or you might be chasing up sales leads, or it might be making an appointment to meet people in London, or it could be absolutely anything. So you can say, actually, this is about an hour's worth, or maybe 2 hours mm-hmm. worth of what I need doing, and that just puts me so I can focus on different things.
It's the age-old scenario. Why spend your time on a £10 task when you can spend it on a £1,000 task? You know your value, know what you want to be giving to the world and what you want to be using your time wisely with. So have somebody in the background that is skilled, has the skill sets in place to be doing that work for you, so you can bring in more focus and growth to your business and enjoy the areas of the business that you actually enjoy doing. Not many people like admin. We love it. We do. But we take away all the time consuming tasks that are key to your business. It's a real cog of a business that we do. We carry out all this seamless tasks in the background just to ensure that you can really work your day as you want to be working it.
And you can do it. Is there a minimum of an hour a day, or is it a minimum set amount of hours? Or
We work with a lot with SMEs, and we know that they can't always afford to go large with the money, but they need the help. So we can do anything from as little as 1 hour a month. Now, it doesn't sound much, but actually just giving away a task that has been really sitting on your desk for a long time, or that you really don't want to be doing, it can help. And then from that, you'll see, oh, actually, if they can do that, could they do? So anything from the CRM database entering to the social media, to helping with the finance, as you say, the lead generation, doing the travel, the inbox diary management. There is such a vast list of tasks that we can assist with and that we love doing.
Yeah, and you won't look back.
No, absolutely.
once you've given it away, you won't want to be doing it yourself. I was saying to you about, you've got testimonials. I know you've got a piece on YouTube, but just let us know what difference it's made to a business that you've been involved with and the feedback you've had.
The feedback we've had has just been phenomenal. It's generally, people saying to us how nervous they were to be delegating their work in the first place, and then how easy the transition was. Like I said, we work very closely as a consultancy to make sure that the clients have that wonderful experience and that we can take away that nervous feeling. So we've had many clients who, come back with wonderful feedback. They've given me back time. Our business has stepped forward. We've seen growth already. And that, not just from the virtual assistant, but from us as a consultancy, how we care and really look after our clients. And it's lovely. It's lovely when the clients come to us and give us that testimony without even asking. And that, to me, is a testament to what a fantastic team of ladies that we have working with us.
And I was going to say about the team, because, sometimes people can't dedicate as much as they'd like to, going into London, doing that travel. I mean, it's a different world now, but working 8 hours a day, people might want to say, actually, I want to do 4 hours where I'm working for the solid 4 hours, mm-hmm. rather than being in an office where sometimes you can be in there for 8 hours and maybe not, you might not have anything to do for, half an hour in between.
This is
tasks.
It. This is another reason why we have a lot of businesses coming to us, because we serve two areas. We have the personal and the executive assistant area, whereby we serve the executives, the leaders of the business, and those leaders are always probably out at conferences, travelling abroad, have back-to-back meetings all day, and From my experience, I've sat outside an empty office before, and sometimes the work isn't generating there, so, you know, you might file your nails, as it were. So people don't want to pay for that. They want to just pay for the work that's generated. So in that area, it works really well. And the SME area, yes, they... To begin with, people feel that when they're going to take on a virtual assistant, that they have to fill their day. That is so not true. You could have, as I said, 1 hour a month, or we've got dedicated virtual assistants that can do a block of 4 hours a day, or there's so much versatility. You can have people working first thing in the morning, in the evening. All our VAs work different hours. So if anybody comes to asking for a job and this is the set amount of hours they would like, we then make sure that we match the capacity of that virtual assistant to the client's needs, because obviously it isn't going to be a mismatch from the offset. So we really thoroughly check all our virtual assistants, who are also thoroughly checked. We make sure they've got all the insurances, the cyber security, all the skill sets in place. Believe me, we've had people come to us and they're not who they say they are. So we make sure that they are as they are on paper and deliver. So yes.
And that's a great idea if you're out there and you're looking for a job as well. You will be thoroughly checked.
Yes.
So just to make
sure. Just a warning.
You're award-winning. So finally, tell us about the award.
Yes, so the award. So we have won. I can't find it now. That's great, isn't it? But we have won the Best Virtual Assistant Services in Essex. And I was saying to you earlier on, it was really lovely because we didn't put ourselves in for this award. One of our clients did. And to actually win on the back of a testimony of a client and others contributing as well, it's really wonderful to know that we are valued. And it's very valued. So yes, onwards and upwards.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
If you want to find out more, you do have a wonderful website, which is beautiful.
Thank you.
Because I've had a look at it. I love my websites. I'm one of those people, if I get to a website and it looks not very good, I don't bother.
Switch off.
Isn't it weird?
Yes.
It's like I want to be able to see everything and read everything straight away.
People make their mind up in 5 seconds on websites. So yes, got to be right.
And your Instagram as well is very smart.
Thank you.
I'm very jealous because mine's all over the place. So give us a shout out for the website where people can find all the links for Facebook and Instagram.
Yes, so the website is www.virtualassistantwiz.co.uk. And just to let you know, the Wiz is 1Z, not 2. And you can find us also on LinkedIn, Facebook and Instagram. And it all has the social handle Virtual Assistant Wiz.
Brilliant. Lovely to meet you.
You too. Thank you.
And hopefully we'll see you again in the studio.
Lovely. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.